As champion tennis player Dylan Allcourt prepares to defend his Australian Open crown for the 8th year in a row, his preparation for tomorrow night's final has taken an interesting turn. Already one of the most decorated Australian athletes of all time, he can now add Australian of the Year to his list of achievements on the eve of his retirement from professional sport. Allcourt joins a St John Ambulance volunteer, a young doctor and a health campaigner honoured in this year's awards. From Canberra, he's Matthew Doran.
I think standing ovations are one of the most ironic things in the world, by the way. But I'll take them, all right?
A flying visit to the nation's capital paid off for Dylan Allcourt after the 31-year-old's straight-set semi-final win at the Australian Open earlier in the day.
I thought I was no chance, and I got here and I saw this really good-looking ramp. And I thought, I might have a chance here, to be honest.
The Melburnian is the first person with a disability to be named Australian of the Year in the award's 62-year history. With 23 quad wheelchair Grand Slam titles and 4 Paralympic gold medals to his name, he's the only male tennis player in history to win the Golden Slam, and even has a Logie for Best New Talent on Australian TV in his trophy cabinet. But it's Allcourt's work in supporting young Australians with disabilities through his foundation, which has earned him widespread praise away from the court.
But my advice is to you, non-disabled people. It's time for you to challenge your unconscious biases, leave your negative perceptions at the door, and lift your expectation of what you think people with disability can do.
5 years Allcourt's junior, the Young Australian of the Year, is being lauded for his work offering medical support for people experiencing homelessness in New South Wales.
As Confucius says, those who say they can and those who say they can't are both probably right. So just do it and believe in yourself.
Daniel Knorr is a full-time doctor at Sydney's Royal North Shore Hospital, but he manages to run the not-for-profit Streetside Medics, helped by 250 volunteers, providing medical assistance to some of the nation's most vulnerable.
Our ambitions are large. There are 116,000 and growing number of those experiencing homelessness, and they deserve better.
Community service is always a feature of these honours, and Valmay Dempsey's story is no different. The Senior Australian of the Year is one of the ACT's longest-serving volunteers, a member of St John's Ambulance for more than half a century. Drawing on her own personal tragedy to call for greater first aid education for all Australians.
Our family was forever changed by a car accident more than 3 decades ago. As a nation, we can rethink our approach to those critical minutes between life and death.
And while many will be raising a toast to the award recipients, one wants Australians to be okay with saying no to a drink.
This is dedicated to every single one of you choosing bush sunrises over hangovers.
Shanna Wan from Narrabri, New South Wales, named Australia's local hero of the year. After overcoming her own addiction, she established the charity Sober in the Country with the goal of changing how people talk about and consume alcohol.
You can never question the God-given right of someone enjoying a few beers in the bush, and that's not what I do. But as a mate, you can respect someone's choice to say no thank you or not today.
The awards give their recipients a national platform and a year to campaign and raise awareness for their causes. For Dylan Allcourt, challenging public perceptions about what it means to have a disability will be central to that.
And I really hope I make every single one of you proud. Thank you very much.
Australian of the Year, Dylan Allcourt, ending Matthew Doran's report.